Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. RSG Geldsaake met Money Web, jou betroubare bron vir sake en beleggingsinsigte.
Hierdie program word aan jou gebring deur Volvo. Sasol het gister sy toekomsplanne tydens 'n sogenaamde kapitaalmarkdag aan beleggers en ander rolspelers uitgestippel en die mark was baie positief oor wat gesê is. Sasol se aandeleprys het vandag met 9% gestyg en dit het die afgelope 30 dae met bykans 20% gestyg. Nou, Sasol het verskeie aankondigings gedoen. Sasol sê dit gaan nou net so tussen 4 en 7 miljard rand bestee om die vrystelling van kweekhuisgasse teen 2030 met 30% te verlaag. Dit is die teiken wat gestel is. En dis heel wat laer as die 15 tot 25 miljard rand wat Sasol in die verlede genoem het, wat dit sou kos om daardie verlaging mee te bring. Sasol het ook gesê, dit wil 4 miljard rand oor die volgende 5 jaar spaar deur self elektrisiteit op te wek. Sasol wil ook die aanleg in Secunda teen sy volle vermoë bedryf. Sasol het ook beloof dat die Lake Charles aanleg in Louisiana stewige winste gaan begin lewer in die nabye toekoms en dan wil Sasol ook sy skuldvlakke van so 4 miljard dollar tot 3 miljard dollar verminder wat sal meebring dat die maatskappy weer dividende gaan betaal. Walt Burns is op die lyn, hy is Sasol se finansiële hoof. Walt, thank you so much for your time. The market really responded positively to your remarks and announcements. So did you expect such a positive reaction even if it is from a low base?
Goeienaand, Ryk, baie dankie weer vir die voorreg om met jou en jou luisteraars te kan praat. Eerstens moet ek verskoning vra omdat my Afrikaans het nog nie verbeter nie, aangesien ek baie besig was met die voorbereidings vir hierdie kapitaalmarkdag.
Dit klink nie te sleg nie.
Nee, baie dankie. No, we're very excited by the response from the, you know, obviously the market. We've had a tough time of late. But to see the share price respond positively, you know, when you prepare for these type of things, you want to, you know, build in some realism that you don't overpromise and underdeliver, but you also want to make it compelling that people see a future for your company. We certainly believe that, and you've highlighted a few of the investment theses that we shared today. The big drive is, you know, to keep it simple and, you know, improve, get the volume output higher, reduce our cost and our capital, especially in our South African business, and that'll help to reduce our oil break-even price. And then, as you mentioned, in the international chemical space, we still see that as a good asset, and we're looking forward to delivering, you know, almost $750 to $850 million in EBITDA in the next 3 years.
I think the big announcement was that you will spend a lot less money to reduce the greenhouse emissions by 2030 by 30%. The guidance before yesterday was that it would cost Sasol between 15 and 25 billion rand, which is a lot of money. But now you foresee only a capital amount of between 4 and 7 billion that will need to be spent, which is significantly lower. Why was it revised down so significantly?
Yeah, thanks. I think we continue to look at how we can optimize the emission reduction roadmap. You know, we obviously feel a strong commitment to reducing our greenhouse gas emissions, but how do we do it in the most value accretive way? In previous scenarios, you know, looked at, you know, reducing Secunda production volumes, bringing in gas to replace some of the coal feedstocks and then spending quite a bit of money to repurpose, you know, some of our existing kit. You know, the more time we've spent on this, and we have some smart people at Sasol, maybe not the CFO, but certainly in the engineering department. And they, they've continued to look at it. You know, we think we can come up with some fine coal solutions that don't require the capital that's required, also on the condensate. And so, you know, we'll continue to look for non-capital type solutions that you know, make sure that we create long-term value for our shareholders.
That's a good plant. It predominantly produces fuel. And it's one of the biggest sources of fuel in South Africa. And one of the announcements was that you will run it at full capacity. So did it not run at full capacity until now?
No, I think, you know, we've had, over the last 3 or 4 years, we've had some challenges with, on the feedstock side, specifically with coal. So the quality of our coal has deteriorated and that impact on our ability to produce the volumes that we historically produced at Secunda. We feel we've got I think I mentioned it to you the last time, we've made a final investment decision on a destoning project, which, we're repurposing an existing plant, and that'll improve the quality of the coal. And in so doing, that'll help to improve the output at Secunda. Just to clarify too, on 60% of what we produce at Secunda is fuels, but the other 40% is high value chemicals that go into polymers, fertilizers, explosives, and solvents, and a lot of those get exported around the globe. So it's important for us. We still produce products that people want and need, and the more we can produce, the more profitable we feel we can be.
You've also said Lake Charles in Louisiana will start to perform and actually deliver a very, very solid financial performance. That has been promised before. Why should we believe you this time?
Yeah, look, I think the big difference now is, we're relying less on market improvements. I mean, the chemical market or globally has been under quite a bit of pressure for the last 2 or 3 years. It's a case of muted demand in a lot of areas, but also over capacity and supply in China in particular, where consumption levels have been lower than what we and others expected. So, a year ago, Antje Gerber joined our team. She spent, time with her leadership team and looked at, how do we take cost out of that business. We have been lagging our peers when you look at an EBITDA margin. We're now targeting around 15% for that business through the cycle. And so a combination of, self-help measures on cost and volumes, but also then making some tough decisions on certain assets that are no longer profitable. And, if we can't fix it and we can't sell it, then unfortunately we do have to close it. And that's what we've done with 4 assets so far in that business, and that asset review process will continue now into the future.
Walt, baie dankie vir jou tyd. Dit was Walt Burns, hy is die finansiële hoof van Sasol. Driekus, ek weet jy volg Sasol. Ek moet sê, ek het gehou van wat die aankondiging bevat het. Interessante aankondigings in die market het regtig positief gereageer. Wat was jou reaksie?
Ja, right, presies wat die mark wou sien, presies wat aandeelhouers wil sien. Dit is vry kontantvloei wat beskikbaar gestel geword oor die volgende paar jaar. Kapitaaldissipline, 'n woordjie wat regtig die... in dieselfde sin is as op hoe gebruik word het tot onlangs toe nie. Kapitaaldissipline was afgedwing gewees na COVID en is nou afgedwing weer onlangs in tydens markswakte. En dit beteken hulle kry 'n balansstaat in orde en daar's baie selfhelp, laaghangende vrugte wat gepluk word. Ek dink die aandeleprys is besonder goedkoop.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer MoneyWeb potgoeie, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg MoneyWeb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.